Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
The show is called Tee to Green, and the language we speak every Sunday is golf. Hello again from the fabulous five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the longtime home of Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, and it's great to have you on board for what should be a terrific show today. It's PGA Championship weekend. The final round of the final major of the year is set for today at the Bellerive Country Club near St. Louis, and we will take a look at a great leaderboard where 14 players are within five shots of third-round leader Brooks Koepka, setting the stage for what should be a fantastic finish today at the PGA Championship. And since it is a PGA Championship Sunday, how about we hear from a former PGA champion? We will dig into the Tee to Green archives for an interview with Dow Finsterwalt, the former director of golf here at the Broadmoor and the 1958 PGA champion. Dow talks about his long-ago victory, the creation of golf's Grand Slam, and his close friendship and lifelong friendship with Arnold Palmer. All that happening later in the hour. Up first, in the past month, golf fans were treated to a lot of televised Lynx golf, the Open Championship at Carnoustie, the Senior Open at the Old Course at St. Andrews, and the Women's British at Royal Lytham. For a lot of American golfers, a trip to Scotland or Ireland is on the golf bucket list. Alan Ferguson has been making that dream come true for golfers for a long time, now semi-retired, but still publishing the Scottish-Irish Golf Newsletter. He joins us today.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It is America's longest-running network radio golf show. Check out our website, teetogreenradio.com. Also, like us on Facebook. Scott Cuddy's in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up with Alan Ferguson next here on Tee to Green.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers, Tee to Green, the golf show. Heading your way from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and the five-star Broadmoor Resort. Beautiful day here at the Broadmoor. Beautiful day here in Colorado Springs. And a great day if you've got golf on your agenda, whether you're playing it or watching it. I'm Jay Ritchie. Scott Cuddy in Master Control. Great to have you with us on the show today. A little PGA championship talk. With a former PGA champion later in the hour, the Broadmoor's own Dow Finsterwald. And an interview from the Tee to Green archives we did with Dow a few years back, the 1958 PGA champion. And we'll be talking to him. We'll also be looking at the leaderboard and the lineup for the final round of the final major of the year today, the PGA Championship going on at Belrive. And what a leaderboard it is. You got 14 players within 5 shots of the lead, set by Brooks Koepka, 12 under par yesterday. The final round to be played under some scoring conditions today. Good weather in the St. Louis area, and everybody poised to go low and make a good run at the final major of the year. Do we have our guest standing by, Scott? Okay, we're going to talk, before that, we're going to talk Lynx Golf with our friend Alan Ferguson. Alan, for years, has been making a lot of golfers' dreams come true. For a lot of us, have trip to Ireland, Scotland, England, is on our bucket list of things to do, especially for a lot of diehard golfers. And as I said, Alan's been making a lot of those dreams come true for a number of years. He published the book Golf in Scotland a few years back, and it went through several different generations. And now semi-retired, he is still publishing the Scottish-Irish Golf Newsletter. And I got a copy in my email the other day, and the first line of this current edition says, "How nice to see both Carnoustie and St. Andrews Old Course on the telly in July." And it got me to thinking, I got to give Alan a call and see if we can talk about some Lynx golf and playing golf in those places. And he was kind enough to take some time to join us, and we welcome, for the first time in a while, 2014, in fact, Alan Ferguson back on Tee to Green. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good morning, Jay, and congratulations on Tee to Green. Long-running golf show. I didn't realize it'd been that long since we talked.
Yeah, it just seems like just yesterday. But I know that you kind of stepped away from
booking tours and taking people over there, but that doesn't diminish your expertise on the travel to that part of the world to play golf. And I'm glad to see that. I was happy to get that that newsletter from you, because it told me that you still got your toes somewhat in the business, which is great. And you're still helping people out in that respect. So tell me about the Scottish Irish Golf Newsletter. What's that all about?
Well, you know, I haven't removed myself entirely, because I still am doing trips on a consulting basis instead of, you know, there's so much information on the internet anymore that it got to the point where I really feel like people can make a good trip without a lot of hand-holding. And, of course, that was the premise of my guidebook from the beginning, which was that the idea was to avoid the tours and do as much of a trip as one could do without that intermediate and very expensive middleman. So
yeah,
I'm still out there. And wasn't it great to see so much of Scottish Lynx golf this past month in July? We not only saw Carnoustie, which always provides a great entertainment, but the St. Andrews with the senior men's, and then 2 weeks prior to that, Scottish Open was on a course that maybe folks don't know as well, but is also considered one of the top drawer courses in Scotland, and that was the course at Gullan. So a great month of golf.
Yeah, it certainly was, and I think one of the things that people think about when, you know, as I said, the bucket list is in putting together a trip there to play golf is, okay, I want to have a great time. I know it's going to cost me a little bit, but I don't want to get burned. I don't want to get ripped off. There are still some people out there who are taking advantage of golfers' zeal or desire to play those courses?
Well, you know, American golfers tend to be a little bit fixated on these top drawer courses that are so quite expensive anymore. And sure, you're going to spend a lot of money if you just play that small group of courses. What I really try to get people to think about first is it's not that hard to get to Scotland and Ireland. And if you just consider it a trip of a lifetime, you really are kind of short selling yourself, because there are, you know, in my book, in my guidebook, there are 74 golf courses. About half of those are less than $100. The other half are the ones that are in the $200, $300, even $300 range anymore. So you don't have to play. I think the idea is to break it up a bit, do a couple of the top drawer courses, play St. Andrews Old Course, Carnoustie, and so forth. But then find some of the courses you might not have heard about before. So not hard to get there. Don't have to spend the family's inheritance. And and it's best once you get there to try to stay put and really explore one or two areas of the country instead of trying to run all over the country from pillar to post, because then you end up in a car most of the time instead of on the golf course enjoying these really wonderful golf courses. So my approach has always been do two trips for the price that most people pay for one trip.
There you go.
And you don't have to lose your shirt.
Yeah. Help us out here a little bit. Give us some ballpark numbers. What would it cost? And I guess it depends on the time of year, obviously. But what does it cost to play St. Andrews, for example?
Well, the posted rate right now is $180. It's going to be, those are pounds, so it's in the range of $240. Now that's not even the most expensive of the marquee courses. So you can spend more than that at places like Troon and Muirfield and so forth. King's Barnes is off the charts. And, you know, frankly, Jay, that's one of the reasons I've kind of drawn back from being involved in Scottish golf, because I'm, in my view, those courses, I don't think any golf course is worth that kind of money. And I really encourage people to do one or two of those and then find the other courses that are just as good and more welcoming in some respects, in that you're going to be closer to the Scottish people and Irish.
Yeah, but even at that, at 230-240, around that range. That's nothing compared to Pebble Beach and some of the places here in this country.
That's true, and I wouldn't play Pebble Beach either.
Okay, so a lot of people, Alan, want to go over there and experience old school golf, or golf as it was when the sport was founded or created hundreds of years ago. Can you still get that experience, or has modern life and modern times crept in and sort of ruined it?
No, you can, and I think when when folks were watching the Open at Carnoustie, you get a real feel for Lynx golf, especially in a dry summer as we've had in Scotland this year. Those fairways were running very fast. They call them fiery, and there are folks like us, pushing 70, you can get off a 300 yard drive pretty easily on those kinds of fairways. And that's typical of a Scottish summer, where when they don't get a lot of rain, those fairways turn brown. And the Scots really love that. That's their idea of Lynx golf, because they don't use a lot of fairway watering, irrigation systems. You could see the greens at Carnoustie were nice and well tended and greened and irrigated, but the rest of the course, they don't irrigate that. Some parts of Scotland get 100 inches of rain a year. So,
yeah. I hear the music starting up. Alan's going to do another segment with us, so we'll come back and we'll continue talking to Alan Ferguson. Golf in Scotland was the guidebook that he put together a few years ago. He's now semi-retired, but still getting the information out there in his Scottish-Irish golf newsletter. We're talking about Carnoustie. We're talking about St. Andrews. We're talking about Royal Portrush, where the Open will be played next year, 2019, with Alan Ferguson today here on Tee to Green, and we'll pick it up on the other side. We're at the Broadmoor, as usual, the longtime home of Tee to Green, and coming up, former Broadmoor Director of Golf, Dal Finsterwald, the PGA Champion, talking about PGA Championship weekend this weekend in golf, right here on Tee to Green.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down.
What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about hitting out of the rough, give you a few tips on how to have a little more success. First of all, you want to choose a club that's going to advance the ball. You don't necessarily need the club to get the ball to the green, just something that you're going to advance, say an 8-iron, 7-iron. Also, grip the club with a little more grip tension because the club face will likely shut when it gets caught up in the long grass. Because it shuts, you're going to aim to the right just a little bit. Keep that in mind because normally shots out of the long grass will have a tendency to go left. That's all for today.
For more tips from Mark, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. Golfers listen because we speak their language here on Tee to Green, the golf show. From the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, I'm Jay Ritchie. We continue with our guest, Alan Ferguson, publisher of the Scottish-Irish Golf Newsletter. And if there's still some around, if you can find a guide to golf in Scotland, published by Alan over, about a decade or so now, that's a handy tool, a handy guide as well. If you're looking or thinking about a trip to Scotland, Ireland, England to play some golf. There's still some copies of Golf in Scotland around, Alan?
Hi, Jay. You bet. It's really just a couple of years old at this point, and the last revision, and it's quite available on Amazon.com, and still a very valuable resource. Golf in Scotland, 74 great golf courses to play. So
yeah,
it's easily purchased.
Yeah, and as you said, a great tool, a great resource as well. I think I ask you this question every time I have you on, but it's key because anybody who's watched a British Open on TV knows about the weather over there. What's the best time of year to go, and does your answer change depending on whether you're going to Ireland, England, or Scotland?
Oh, that's a good one. You know, that's the most frequent question I still get. And the answer is you never know. People, yeah. There may be some people who still remember Sergio Garcia crouched down behind a scoreboard in the middle of July at Muirfield with a raging wind and very cold rain coming down. And in other words, the weather was as miserable as it could possibly get, and that was in the middle of summer. So any time from April through October is really high season, and most people, a lot of people can only go in the summertime. That's understandable. But I prefer to go on the edges in April, late April into early May, or late September into October. And because, you know, the crowds have receded some since then. It's a little easier. Spring is particularly nice with daffodils in bloom and the gorses in bloom on the golf courses. So it's a lovely time of year. So you never know. And as far as the difference between Scotland and Ireland, not that much. England tends to be warmer, as I think we all know. But Scotland and Ireland are very similar. Right? There tends to be more rain in Ireland because everything hits that, because it's further west and everything hits the island before it gets to the UK.
What about courses that are right on the sea as opposed to those that are more inland?
Well, it's the seaside courses are the links courses, and it's because of sandy soil and all of that goes with the links, and then of course they have hundreds of inland courses as well. So you mentioned Port Rush, where the Open will be next year. That's something to really look forward to, and I like talking about Northern Ireland because so many golfers, when they think about Ireland over the years, have gone to the southwest, and that's understandable. It's a beautiful area, and they play Ballybunion and Lahinch and so forth and Waterville. But because Northern Ireland's political problems have been significant over quite a few decades, they really went off the golf radar screen for many years. But things have mellowed out now, and people will get to see this magnificent golf course at Royal Port Rush next year. And what people don't realize is that Northern Ireland tier at the top of Northern Ireland is one of the few places in Ireland where you can go and basically stay for about a week and be within easy reach of quite a number of golf courses. That's not generally true of Ireland because the courses tend to be quite far apart and require a lot of driving, unlike Scotland. So Northern Ireland is going to have a new rebirth, really, of golf interest, I think, after next year.
From the Scottish-Irish Golf Newsletter, Alan Ferguson, our guest today here on Tee to Green. Alan, what about tee times and booking them? Should I book them when I book my trip, or should I go over there and book them then, or take my chances and walk on? What's the best route to go?
Yeah, that's another great question. I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, right now it's important to let the folks know who out there, your listeners, if they are interested in going to Scotland next year and playing St. Andrew's Old Course, there's an advance reservation process that's just going to open up here on August 22nd. And that's a two-week window of time when you can apply for an advance reservation. And you can even do that as a single golfer. They have a certain number of tee times for a single golfer between April and the 1st of July. So that's really important. And you can go to standrews.com, www.standrews.com, and get all of the information there and make an application online for an advance reservation. And in general, you can begin the diaries, as they call them, they're booking guides. They start to open up in the last quarter of the year, generally. And you can begin to make a tee time immediately. And they'll make a tee time 6-9 months out, whatever it is. Just get on the telephone and call. It's really easy. And compare that to trying to make a tee time in the United States at even your local golf course.
Yeah,
you can't
that's
do
true.
It.
That's true. So true. How about, should I take my clubs, my own golf clubs?
Good question, too, Jay. You're just loaded with good questions this morning. I'm finding it, you know, there are places where you can rent clubs, in both countries. You can do that from a pro shop. I think the better idea is to go to a golf store. If, for example, you're coming into Dublin or you're coming into to Edinburgh or Glasgow, you can go to a store. Or like in St. Andrews, there are golf stores there where you can just rent clubs. If you're going to stay in St. Andrews for a week, go to the golf store instead of to the pro shop. You'll pay a lot less and get some really good clubs. There are also independent club rentals, and that's a good way to go, especially because airlines are now charging so much for baggage, really no baggage allowances much anymore. So I've been renting clubs for years, and they're better than the ones I play at home. So
there you go. And I'm getting most of my great questions, by the way, just from perusing your newsletter over the last couple of days and calling out a couple of questions from there. One other thing I want to ask you about, too, and it doesn't have a lot to do with golf, but what about this U.S. Highway 36, America's Heartland Highway? Tell us about that.
Well, thank you. I've done the guidebook for 15 years for golf in Scotland, and I just happened to get fascinated, obsessed really with U.S. Highway 36, which is most people here think of as the Boulder Denver-Boulder Turnpike, but it's oh so much more than that. It's a highway that runs from eastern Ohio all the way to Rocky Mountain National Park and used to be part of a transcontinental highway back in the days of named highways. It was called the Pikes Peak Ocean to Ocean Highway. And it was a competitor with the Lincoln Highway. So there's a huge amount of history on the highway. And I'm in the process of writing a guidebook for that. And it will be appealing to, I hope, all of the people who are interested out there, perhaps in golf, but more to the point, interested in highway history and getting out on the highway and the open road in America on a great historic highway.
How can people get on the list for the Scottish-Irish Golf Newsletter?
Go to FergusonGolf.com and send an email to me, and you're on the list. And if you want to be on the Route 36 list, that can be done too.
Simple as that. Boy, so many questions, so little time. I think I'm going to have them put that on my tombstone someday. But it's always fun talking to you and catching up with Alan Ferguson on Scottish, Irish, English golf. Alan, let's do this, and let's not wait 4 years for the next time, okay?
Yeah, let's go down and play Paddy Jewett. That's my favorite golf course in Scotland.
I'm playing 9 there this afternoon. Alan Ferguson with us on Tee to Green. Stay with us.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063.
800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about tips. And the first one being, when you receive instruction, encourage your instructor to videotape your short game. A lot of times, an instructor will videotape your full swing, but it's very, very helpful to videotape your short game. There's so many things that go into proper chipping technique, like the ball back, your hands covering your left knee and your weight forward. And that's hard for some people to see and feel. When you have it on video, it's much more vivid, much easier to get the concept. Secondly, when you videotape bunker play, videotape from behind so they see your swing path on your takeaway. Most important part of being a good bunker player is to take it up outside toward 11 o'clock. Too many people get their hands behind them too early. This results in poor bunker shots most of the time.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out the website, tdgreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. But I tell you what, I have more and more people telling me every week that they listen to the show on their smartphone. Almost as many that probably listen on the radio. But wherever you're listening, we love it. Great to have you listening. We certainly do appreciate it. One of my favorite people all time that I've ever met over the course of my lifetime happens to be Dow Finsterwald. Dow was the longtime director of golf here at the Broadmoor. He was the director of golf for something like 30 years. And of course, before that, he was a PGA Tour player. He won the PGA Tour, the PGA Championship back in 1958. He played on Ryder Cup teams and is a member of so many different golf Hall of Fames. Dow is about a month shy of being 89 years old. He slowed down quite a bit, but I did get to see him at the Senior Open that was here at the Broadmoor just about 6 weeks or so ago. And it was great, as always, to see Dow Finsterwald. We've had him on this show so many times, and we thought, well, this being a PGA Championship weekend, we went to the Tee to Green archives, blew some of the dust off of some of the old interviews we did and found one we did with Dow Finsterwald. We'll get to that in just about a minute or so. But first, I want to remind you of our friends at Divot Magazine, who put out Colorado's premier golf discount program, now in its 19th year, talking about the 2018 Greensaver Golf Discount Book, or the Greensaver Mobile, where you can play more and save more for only $49. That's right. You get $11,000 worth of total Colorado golf savings for just $49. If you already have the book, double those offers and get Greensaver Mobile for just $30 more. This is a mobile friendly website. It's not an app. With Greensaver Mobile, you can keep up with new courses and offers that come online during the season. For more info, call 303-797-8700 or check it out online at greensavergolf.com. PGA Championship this week, actually, the final of the four majors of the year. So we thought it'd be appropriate to bring a former PGA champion on Tee to Green with us today. And there just happens to be a pretty good one who's been here associated with the Broadmoor for many, many years. It's been a while since we've had Dow Finsterwald on the show. He won the PGA Championship in 1958.
won something like 12 or 15 times on the PGA Tour, former Ryder Cup player, Ryder Cup captain. In fact, he's never lost as a player or captain in the Ryder Cup. And we're happy to have Dow Finsterwald back on Tee to Green today. Dow, how you doing?
Well, Jay, I'm doing quite well, thank you. And appreciate those extra three wins you gave me.
Well, we're always happy to help out any way we can.
Well, you mentioned something about never losing. First Ryder Cup team I did play on, we lost, and it was the first time they lost. The U.S. had lost to Great Britain and Ireland in some 20 years, maybe 22 years, and really wasn't much fun.
For the PGA Championship, I imagine every year since you've won, wherever the PGA Championship has been, you made the trip?
I don't believe I've missed one. They have a champions dinner on Tuesday evening prior to the tournament. The former winners are exempt if they wish to play. My game certainly doesn't warrant that, but I do like to go. I do like to go very much and see the nice things that are happening around this particular tournament and the way the PGA conducts it. They do a great job.
When's the last time you actually played?
I think it was in the late 70s. I might have played into the early 80s. I don't know when's the last time I made the cut either.
I wasn't going to ask you that one.
Yeah.
1958, and you just had the anniversary of your win. It happened about the third weekend of July back in 58 in Pennsylvania, didn't it?
Yes, it was at Lanark.
I got something right anyway.
Yeah, you sure? Oh, no, you're right on, guy. Lanark's a suburb of Philadelphia. It was the first stroke play championship, and certainly it's made a big change in my life, but that was a big change for the PGA. It was the first stroke play championship, which made it possible to have television. It was the first nationally televised PGA championship. In those days, they didn't have the technology of the handheld cameras. Everything was done from towers, and it was not conducive to match play, where the match could end, you know, 6-5 or something like that, and they just couldn't put cameras, platforms all the way back.
Yeah, the match could end on like the 12th or 13th hole.
Match play didn't lend itself, whereas stroke play, they put four towers out, 15 through 18, and it was an 18-hole playoff at that time. Also, it was the first national telecast for Frank Cherkinian, who later did I don't know how many Masters championships, and he's did a great deal about bringing televised golf to our country and the world later on.
Now, you almost won the year before, didn't you, in the match play?
I was in the finals with Lionel Hebert beat me. Yes, in the final.
Did you like match play better or stroke play better, or did it matter?
I didn't have a preference or a strong preference either way. I saw the reason for the change to stroke play, some of the old diehards thought we ought to go ahead and stay at match play, but that just wasn't realistic. And I commend the officers at that time to made the change.
Dow Finsterwald is our guest. He won the PGA Championship in 1958, the first year that they went to stroke play. You had played in several majors before that, and you had, like you said, the near miss the year before at the PGA. Did it all just sort of come together for you that week, or what?
Well, yes, and it was played a little earlier. I was going to allude to the fact that it was maybe a week between the Open and the PGA, whereas now they've got them pretty well spaced out. Mm-hmm. The Masters being in April, and our Open in June, the Open in July, and the PGA being in August. So there is some space between them, and then there wasn't much. But we didn't have many players go to the British.
Did you go to the British?
That's one of my regrets in golf, that I did not ever play in the Open. But a little sidelight to that, Sam Snead played in his first British in 1946, and he won. He never went back. Hogan won in 53. First time he played in it, and he won, and he never went back. The inconvenience of the travel at that time.
Yeah, it was a little more difficult, wasn't it?
The prize money, we were playing for more money in a weekly PGA Tour tournament than the Open was playing for. That took some of the attractiveness out of it, and the length of time for the travel. Yes, we had airplanes then, but we didn't have jets.
You, of course, a major championship winner, winning the 1958 PGA. Was there as much emphasis put on the slam or the grand slam or whatever you want to call it, the Masters, the U.S. Open, British Open, PGA Championship, back when you were playing as there is now?
When I first started playing in 1955 was when I got out of the Air Force and started playing full-time. No, there wasn't that much emphasis on the Open, so consequently, there was not that much emphasis on the Grand Slam, so-called Grand Slam. Then, about 1959 or 60, when Arnold was winning, he'd won the Open and a couple of Masters, he started going to the British Open. And to say that one man made a championship, I think that's a little bit of a stretch. But there's no question that Arnold, in my mind, led the charge back to the Open Championship. And with that happening in 1960, he had won the Masters and the U.S. Open at Cherry Hills. So, yes, I think that's when the real hype started on the Grand Slam, or the possibility of somebody winning the Grand Slam. And I think he came very close in the Open that year, maybe one or two strokes. Kel Nagel won. You know, that kind of brought thing to the forefront, and naturally, you gentlemen of the media helped that along, and it builds up interest and gives the press a little something to write about, and you guys something to talk about.
Yeah. Well, Arnie's led the charge in a lot of ways through the years.
Well, there's no question. He never ceases to amaze me. The patience he has with people and granting requests for autographs. And you can read every letter of his name when it is signed, which there are a lot of them. You can't read any of the letters in their name.
Your friendship with Arnold Palmer goes back many years. When you guys were competing and trying to beat each other's brains out, were you friends then, or did the friendship evolve and get better after you both started?
Oh, no. Well, we were both competing and in contention many times. We share automobile rides. We shared rooms. It was a different way of traveling, and he hadn't gotten into his airplane at that point. And we first met in the spring of 1948, and a school I attended in Ohio made a spring trip down through the Carolinas, and we played five or six different universities there, and of which Wake Forest was his school and was one of the ones. And I think we played at the Raleigh Country Club, and the first nine holes I played with Arnold, he shot 29. Then we would run into one another at some different college matches and other tournaments. And then after 55, he was getting out of the Coast Guard, and I was out of the Air Force. And the timing was such it threw us together. We both enjoyed the game. We played a lot of practice rounds together, and generally, we would play for a little money. Now, by that, it was a little. But I don't think I've ever collected a dollar from him, or he a dollar from me as far as wagering. I think we both shared the feeling that you ought to be playing for something in the practice rounds, and that if you didn't have something going, you just might get careless, not really tend to what you're trying to do.
Well, you notice whenever he talks about PGA Arnold Championship Palmer, this week, the final.
Whenever he talks about Arnold Palmer, he doesn't call him Arn or Arnie. It's always Arnold. Hope you enjoyed that little interview right there from Dal Finsterwald, the 1958 PGA champion. Well, the 2018 PGA Championship concludes today, or at least. That's the plan at Belle Reve, just near St. Louis. Final round getting underway, and what a leaderboard. We'll check that out as we continue here on Tee to Green from the Broadmoor. I'm Jay Ritchie, Scott Cuddy in Master Control. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, T.D. Green, the Golf Show. And boy, this hour flying by. But hey, we're not done yet. Time to check out what's happening in St. Louis at Bella Reef Country Club, the final round of the 2018 PGA Championship, the last major of the year on tap for today. And what a leaderboard, 14 players within 5 shots of the lead. Belle Reve and par have been taking a beating all week. The cut was even par, so if you were less than even par, you didn't even make the cut in this event. And a pretty good leaderboard of guys who didn't make the cut includes the likes of Matt Kuchar, Bubba, Phil, Sergio all missed the cut, all major championship winners. And Jason Duffner, throw him in there. Patrick Reed, Henrik Stenson missed the cut as well. The final round today, they go into it looking like this. Brooks Koepka, the U.S. Open champion, with the lead at 12 under par, rounds of 69, 63, and 66. 2 shots back, Australia's Adam Scott, rounds of 70, 65, and 65. He's at 10 under par. And then a group of three players, John Rahm, Ricky Fowler, Gary Woodland, at 9 under par, 3 shots back. And then a group of six players, Stuart Sink, Jason Day, Justin Thomas, Shane Lowry, Charles Schwartzel, and Tiger Woods at 8 under par, 4 shots off the pace. Three players at minus 7, including British Open champion Francesco Molinari. So if Koepka or Scott back up a little bit, it's a wide open tournament going into that final 18 holes today.
If Koepka or Scott go low, I don't think anybody else has a chance. Should be fun. The action on CBS today. Check it out. In the meantime, thanks to our guest today, Alan Ferguson, Scottish-Irish Golf Newsletter, and we hope you enjoyed the interview from the Tee to Green Archives with 58 PGA champion Dal Finsterwald. That'll do it. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.